Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump has a big lead going into tomorrow's South Carolina Republican primary.
Tomorrow you will cast one of the most important votes of your entire life. And honestly, we're not very worried about tomorrow. We want to aim toward a time called November 5th.
The former president at a rally in Rock Hill, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race no matter what happens tomorrow in her home state. A New York jury found the National Rifle Association and its former leader liable of lavish spending. Jurors ordered former Vice President Wayne LaPierre to pay more than $4 million in restitution. Two Mississippi National Guard members were killed when their helicopter crashed during a routine training flight. NORAD fighter jets intercepted a small balloon high over Utah. The Texas company that made the Odysseus lunar lander says the spacecraft landed on its side near the moon's south pole. This is ABC News. The University of Georgia says a suspect is in custody in the murder of Lakin Riley, the 22-year-old student found unconscious on campus on Thursday with visible injuries. She later died. A new study may explain how and why brain fog happens.
Trouble with concentration and recall, the so-called brain fog experienced by long COVID patients has baffled doctors. Now research out of Ireland published in the journal Nature Neuroscience may have identified an actual biological mechanism behind it. Over two dozen patients who had developed fogginess after COVID were shown in brain scans to have more permeability or leakiness of the blood-brain barrier compared to other groups. The suggestion that inflammation impacting the blood-brain barrier may contribute to people experiencing brain fog. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The court has recessed in day two of the Rust movie set trial. Hannah Gutierrez, who handled the weapons, is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's tuition reciprocity agreement with Minnesota may be changed. Reciprocity lets students from one state pay in-state tuition in the other state. A bill that passed the assembly yesterday would redirect excess tuition money to the Wisconsin university they attend instead of the state's general fund. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for helping tribal hospitals and clinics get bigger Medicaid reimbursements. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman. He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes address. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco. And I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing a song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
like the station?
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Driveway anymore. And my
toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk.
Cook with your place here on 98.3 FM WCQM. Got a distant future kind of reminder for you. I've talked about this a couple times. Normally we save it until things are coming up a little closer, but this one's a bit of a special case, and you'll see why. Come enjoy the sporting celebration open to the public at Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. This is taking place on Saturday, March 16th, which is a lot closer than it sounds, and there will only be 125 tickets sold, so you are urged to order early. This event's going to be put on by Legion Post 182 on North 3rd Avenue in Park Falls and will include a social hour starting at 4:30 and a dinner starting at 6:30. Tickets are $25 a person. All of this, like I said, happening March 16th at the Legion Post 182 in Park Falls. To purchase your tickets, call Leroy Schultz, 715-762-4413, or mail to Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club, care of Leroy Schultz, N15651 East Road in Park Falls, WI54552, of course. If you need any assistance with that address, feel free to call the studio during normal business hours, 715-762-3221. Those are about to close for the evening, so get that phone call in if you need those instructions. Otherwise, just call tomorrow during normal business hours, and we'd be happy to assist you with getting that letter sent off to Leroy so you can get your tickets to the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet next March 16th. Country music coming over the pipes in just a second. Parma Lee's Take My Name will lead off the next three in a row after an update on weather and a word from our sponsors on 98Q Country.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to three streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Party like the old timers at Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday, February 24th during the Prohibition Party. Turn the clock back to the roaring 1920s. DJ Frank spins the tune starting at 9 with a swing dance competition at 10. Enjoy specials on popular drinks like Gin Rickeys, Bee's Knees, and Highballs all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Prohibition Party happening Saturday night, February 24th. Located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Roof, roof.
Meet Meatball and the whole doggy gang at B-Scotta Repair Towing and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Purchase 4 new tires now and receive a complimentary standard alignment. Plus, get money back for qualifying TechNet professional steering and suspension service. Want more? Let B-Scotta Repair calibrate your vehicle's advanced driver assistance systems with their state-of-the-art equipment. During February, receive $40 off this service. They work in all domestics, including light-duty trucks and diesels. At BCOTA Repair Toy and Recovery, where they bill on real time, not book time. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road 8 on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and be sure to say hi to Meatball.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-30s. It warms up on Sunday with a mostly sunny sky, high to the low 50s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer Monday, high low 50s. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't want to waste a minute. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. And I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. My name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life.
your classics,
your country. 98Q Country.
Ride down to the creek by the water.
Martin's We Ride here on 98Q Country. And before that, last three in a row that started with Parmalee's Take My Name and Carrie Underwood's All-American Girl, we were talking about some events of the second weekend of March. So as long as we're talking about that weekend, we talked about what was happening on the 16th with that Sportsman's Banquet. Well, on the 17th, the Knights of Columbus in Butternut will be putting on a St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner at Immaculate Conception Church. That's happening on March 17th, starting at 1 p.m., though that actually at 1 p.m. is going to be bingo. The booyah, the food, starts at 4 p.m. Tickets, well, not tickets, but adults cost $6. Students, $3. Preschoolers are free. I don't know that there will be tickets, but there will be a charge for the dinner to help raise funds for Knights of Columbus, one of the most worthy organizations in the area and in many small towns across the Midwest and America. More country music here over 98Q Country in just a minute. Luke Combs' Fast Car to start it off in one of the last three in a row I'll be able to bring you before we have to send it over for some tournament basketball action here on 98Q Country.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Discover Frazier's Mercantile, a timeless gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Rell's Isle is brimming with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and durable outdoor workwear. This month, don't miss our special on Two River Ribeye Steaks. Bone in or trimmed for just $7.49 a pound. Pair them with succulent Golden King crab legs at $24.99 a pound. Also, indulge in sweetheart candy and jerky snack bags for only $1.49 per pound. Stop by to receive a complimentary bag of haunted ghost chips at Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Friday, February 23rd, it's tournament basketball. Join us at 7 p.m. right here on 98Q Country for Phillips hosting Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, brought to you by Jeff Hakenin. At the exact same time, you can join us on 103.1 Jack FM for Butternut hosting Hurley, also at 7 p.m. as mentioned, and brought to you by Steve Jetland. Again, that's Friday, February 23rd for girls tournament basketball.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Glass to Go in Phillips. Glass to Go provides mobile service for your convenience as well as performing installations on site during your workday, so there's no time lost for you.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the a little bit of money, won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city, and you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living.
following is it?
Our community.
Here in Phillips, Wisconsin, it is high school basketball. What is this, round two here, Nate? Second round, WIAA playoff. Phillips Loggers taking on the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs. We got in town here. Should be an easy walk win here tonight for the Loggers. Loggers coming into this game here 22-2, 15-1 in conference. And the Chautauqua Bulldogs, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs, I should say, coming into this game 10-15 and 6-13. They're out of the heart of the North Conference. And seems like we play this team every year, Nate.
In softball, too.
Yeah, every year, it's the Loggers, the one seed, playing the 15 seed. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs are probably tired of coming over here and taking this on. So happy to have them over here and up for the challenge. Expecting a win here from the Loggers, but we still got to play the game to do it here. What do we got, a Tuesday night here, Nate? I don't even know where I'm at. We've been all over the place.
It's Friday.
That's right. It's not Tuesday.
We're
Friday.
21 points from 1,000 tonight.
Yeah. Matea Eckert, she's sitting at 21 points away from 1,000 points. We're hoping to be able to witness that tonight and see that happen tonight. Big moment for her family, this team here right now. We got the fourth and fifth grade girls down making a tunnel for the Lady Loggers coming out on starting lineups today. So Cully and all them girls going to be down there. They're excited about that as well. Got a really nice crowd. Look what we got here, Nate. We got a pet band.
Yeah.
We got posters in the crowd down by the little girls down there.
Feels like a basketball game.
Feels like a basketball game. Feels like playoff basketball even. Look, we got matching shirts and we didn't even call each other. That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
Ileana's impressed. So it's going to be a fun night here tonight, guys. A minute and a half left here in warm-ups. These Loggers just warming up here. And, you know, I expect them to bring it right off the bat. You know, no letdowns at all. They're going to get into that full court pressure.
Press, yep.
And they're going to start getting those steals, and it's going to be a layup line. And that's what I really expect out of them. Some things I'm looking to see out of the Loggers here now, though, Nate, is, you know, some of these subs, you know, coming off of the bench, are they going to take the opportunity and shoot the ball and score? Are they going to be, you know, sometimes you see them being a little tentative with shooting the ball, and we're going to get into these games in the playoffs where there's going to be old teams that shut down Casey and shut down Matea, and then we're going to need, you know, the Lily Millers and the Kendra Timmers and these girls to, you know, really put some points on the boards at those moments that they're capable of doing. I want to see them do it in a game like this, you know. And 40 seconds here, they're doing announcements right now. And they're going to do the...
What's going on here tonight?
They're going to do the national anthem here in just a moment. National anthem in just a moment here.
Wait for Karen to finish the announcement.
Yeah, absolutely. And this Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs team come in fancy uniforms.
Yeah,
I like them here. Kind of purple and maroon colors or red. And the Loggers in their white uniforms with black lettering.
And the night's love.
There we go. Amazing job on the national anthem there by Chloe Borchardt. Fabulous job by her. And they're going to do the starting lineups in just a moment here. They got both teams out. And the fourth and fifth grade girls out there as well. And fourth and fifth grade girls out there tonight, they're going to help cheer on these girls, make a little tunnel right here as they announce the starting lineups. And I'm going to go over with the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs first. And we got a junior, number one, Allie Jensen. A senior, number three, Hannah Soley. Another senior, number four, Zoe Nelson. A senior, number 12, Madeline Martin. And a junior, number 13, Taya Wittenberger. All right. Corey Fredrickson, head coach. And here, our Phillips Loggers. Casey Egerbrecht, the senior. A junior, Sarah Knack.
Yeah,
I think they called her Sarah Eckert.
I'm pretty sure they did.
The junior, number 10, Matea Eckert, going for 1,000 points here tonight. Number 44, a senior, Hallie Lehman. And number 52, the girl in the middle, Brooke Eckert. Here we go, Nate. Excited for this one right here?
Yeah, we are.
And this game about to get underway here in just a moment. I see Brielle Mesko in her crutches.
Yeah.
Of course. And here we go. Brooke Eckert set to tip off. Loggers advantage in size and length and height here. Probably athleticism, experience.
Yeah. Scoring.
You name it. Let's see how they start things off here. And it is Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser gets the tip. And here we go. They got it out at the perimeter. That's Mesko with the ball. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong side. That's Jensen with the ball. She gets it up top to Soley. Soley, left side. Tries getting it back. The Loggers, they are in their 1-3-1 right now. And Chautauqua gets it into the free throw line, kicks it back out, and ends up throwing it out of bounds. And Soley turns that one over. It's going to be Loggers basketball here. 17:38 to go here. It's 0-0. Here's the Loggers' first possession. Looks like Chautauqua's going to be in a man-to-man. Matea. Over to Casey, to Brooke in the corner. Brooke, dribble up top. Little backdoor cut from Sarah Knack. Sarah Knack from about 5 feet out. Gets that one to go. 2-0 Loggers early on. 17 minutes, 18 seconds to go. Chautauqua trying to break the press. They do. They get it up. Hey, they're going to get a left-handed layup by the basket. Nice start for Chautauqua, tying it up at two apiece. Didn't see who got that
Zoe
one.
Zoe Nelson.
Zoe Nelson with the bucket. Here's Matea. Out to Casey. Casey, she's going to split the defenders, go to the basket. She's blocked. It's going the other direction. Chautauqua pushing it. And three-point shot goes up. It's missed. Hallie Lehman gets the rebound. And here's Casey. She's going to push it up left side. She sees Matea by the basket. Matea, easy bucket. It's 4-2. She's got 19 points to go, and she's at 1,000. Here's the trap from the Loggers. And Brooke Ecker looks like she's going to take it away. She does. It's tied up. No, Chautauqua has it now. Looked like pinball we've seen down there.
Wow.
Get her with the travel. And after this game, guys, the following this game is going to be Timberwolves against the Bucks. So stay tuned to that. Guys, Loggers with the basketball. Up 4-2 right now. 16 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Eckert. Over to Knack, up top to Brooke Eckert, back to Matea. Matea from the wing. She's going to drive left side. Kicks out to Casey. Casey, open three-pointer. It's no good. Rebounded. Nice box out by Chautauqua. They're going to bring it up left side. pushing it hard. That's Soli all the way to the basket. Wild shot, yeah, rebounded by the Loggers on a full court pass from Brooke Eckert to her sister Matea for the easy layup. I shouldn't say easy. There was a defender there. 17 points left or to go for Matea. It's 6-2. Here's another almost a steal by Sarah Knack.
The
Knack attack. She attacked that ball. It went out of bounds. Going to stay with Chautauqua. It's 6-2. 15 minutes, 44 seconds to go. First half. Chautauqua, that one's poked away by Casey. Chautauqua's going to get another opportunity. All right. And Chautauqua looking to get it in. They do.
There's to Brooke
with the steal to Casey. Casey, back to Brooke. Brooke to Knack. Sarah from a step inside the free throw three-point line. She misses. And Hallie Lehman gets the rebound back to Sarah. Sarah shoots that one. No good. Rebound by Matea. Matea dribbles it out three-point line. Passes it to her sister at the wing. Brooke, the give and go back to Matea. And it's good. And it's 8-2. 15 points to go for Matea to get to 1,000.
She's going to have him before the first half.
She might. And here's going to be a foul on Chautauqua. That foul right there on Zoe Nelson. And she's got a hold as it's going to be Logger basketball. And Loggers get it in. Matea. Matea drops it off to Brooke at the free throw line. Hands it back off to Matea. Oh, a give and go, but we're going to get a foul on Chautauqua. Looked like Matea lost it there, but they grabbed her arm. It's 8-2, 15 minutes to go, first half. And Sarah Knack going to take it out. She gets it into Hallie. Here's Hallie from 15 feet. That shot is good. It's 10-2, 15 minutes to go. We're going to get a full timeout here by Chautauqua. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service has everything you need for a full day of fishing. From their selection of live bait to many different types of tackle, like the popular custom X Toads and more. Ross's also has a selection of great hunting supplies, too. And you can get all of your licensing done there, too. And ask about their expert guide service. Their goal is to guide you into a successful angler. Like them on Facebook and check out all their available specials. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, 286 North Lake Avenue, Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And we're back.
We're back here. Jeff Haken along with Nathan Podowell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's second round of regional playoff action. Division 4 here. It's the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs in town here. The Phillips Loggers hosting them. And the Lady Loggers up right now 10-2. It is a steal by Casey. Throws it ahead to Matea. Right by the basket, not even a dribble, and gets the layup. That looked like the L.A. Lakers in the 80s there, Nate. Showtime here in Phillips, 14:30 to go. Another turnover by Chautauqua. The Loggers going the other way. Matea, bounce pass, Casey, left side, basket's good, 14-2, 14:24 to go. This game is so fast, Nate, I might not stop talking. And it's out of bounds by Chautauqua, and it's going to go to the Loggers again. 14:20 to go. It is 14-2. There's a lot of fours and twos on the scoreboard right now.
Yeah, there is.
Loggers get the ball in. Casey, left or right side, dribbles.